The WHO reports that the highest rates of cervical cancer incidence and mortality are in sub-Saharan Africa, Central America, and Southeast Asia. November 17th is observed as the Cervical Cancer Elimination Day of Action. This year's theme is Elevating Frontline Health Workers, Transforming Global Commitments into Life-Saving Actions. WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus says frontline health workers play a vital role in shaping the delivery of effective interventions for cervical cancer prevention, treatment, palliative care, and survivorship care.
Years ago today, WHO and communities around the world made a historic commitment to eliminate cervical cancer, one of the few cancers that can be prevented and cured if detected early. The support of advocates, partners, and communities are driving progress towards our shared 90-70-90 targets of vaccination, screening, and treatment. To date, 144 countries have introduced the HPV vaccine into national immunization programs, and many are also rolling out next-generation diagnostics.
He was speaking in a video comments the WHO released. Even though cervical cancer is highly detectable and curable, the disease is still one of the most common cancers worldwide. WHO member states are tasked with ensuring 90% of girls are vaccinated with the HPV vaccine by the age of 15. 70% of women are screened using high-performance tests by the age of 35, and treating 90% of women with precancer and those with invasive cancer by 2030. Most cases are caused by human papillomavirus, which the HPV vaccine prevents. Tasnim Attatra is the WHO representative in Bahrain who made comments on a WHO video.
The WHO strategy to eliminate cervical cancer envisages a world where cervical cancer is no longer a public health issue by 2030. And we can achieve this by focusing on girls' access to vaccination, on women's access to screening, and women who are detected with the disease can access treatment.
According to the WHO, regional differences in the cervical cancer burden are related to inequalities in access to vaccination, screening, and treatment services. Women living with HIV are 6 times more likely to develop cervical cancer compared to the general population.
While we are making progress, we still face huge inequities, with women in low-income countries bearing most of the burden. Only with strong leadership and sustained investment can we achieve our shared goal of equitable access for communities most in need. Together, let's make cervical cancer history.
The WHO calls for support from around the world to recognize and lift up the contributions of frontline health workers providing life-saving services to eliminate cervical cancer. For VOA Africa, I am Maureen Ojiambo in San Francisco.